It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SouthernGospelBlog.com. Sold Out Quartet is thrilled to announce the addition of a new bass singer after the departure of Matt Fouch, who moved on earlier this year to fill in Glenn Dustin's shoes at Legacy 5. Sold Out has acquired Ian Owens, formerly of the Imperials and Ernie Haas in Signature Sound. Ian has 12 years of full-time ministry in gospel music and is happy to saddle up with Sold Out beginning November 9, 2012. The group asks for your prayers during this time of transition. Last weekend, the Collingsworth family was involved in a bus accident with a semi-tractor trailer. The family reports that all are safe and without major injuries. The family bus, affectionately called Big Red, however, is broken down in the hind quarters. According to Phil, the accident occurred near Sydney, Ohio, while the group was traveling southbound on I-75. We wish them well and a speedy return for Big Red to the trail. Finally, another Christ girl is getting hitched. The Christ family is happy to announce that on August the 4th, a day before her 23rd birthday, Jacqueline Joyce Christ said yes to Micah Todd Schweisenberg. Of course, Micah met with Jackie's dad first to ask his blessing. Micah prearranged the proposal, which happened during a concert weekend in Smith Island, Maryland. Micah secured a private ride for the two on a fishing boat out on the Chesapeake Bay at sunset. It was there that he asked for her hand in marriage. Micah and Jackie are planning their wedding for Thanksgiving weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee. Jackie, like her sister Brianna, is committed to staying on the road with the Christ family until God directs otherwise. Both Brianna's husband Josh and Micah believe in and support the Christ girls in full-time ministry. Congratulations to Micah and Jackie. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News for this week from your friends right here at He's Alive.